Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Bob, I've had blowouts on two of my last three golf rounds on the course. Is there such a thing as a golf diaper? Has that been marketed yet?
If it's been marketed, I probably have bought it. So in my bag when I play, I carry two rolls of toilet paper.
Wow.
I have to.
Tyler, should I wear a golf diaper?
Don't make fun, Tyler. You're going to get old one day, too. Yeah, I see gray in that hair.
Yeah, one day,
you'll be out there, especially when you go to a treeless place like Oakmont, and you got to go. There's nowhere to hide.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Nowhere to hide.
Imagine if someone had pitchers.
Well, listen, if you go on number three, behind the green, in the bunker.
Sounds like you have, Bob.
I've dug it out.
Kitty litter.
No, but I'm serious.
Tyler, we could get really rich marketing a golf diaper.
Oh. It'd
be unbelievable, Bob, wouldn't it?
How many people do you think actually have that part? Because I believe that's
some
real.
Some form of it, like you talked about. It has to.
You know, when
it
your stomach's cramping and you're out there, you don't have anywhere to go.
Nothing worse. You know when you know it's coming, you're just like...
If you take a swing hard enough, the velo's good. There it goes.
Could be really bad. Anywho, Tyler Kennedy in for the first
Tyler
hour today.
Kennedy.
Exactly.
I listened to you guys yesterday. I loved it.
Yeah. We've had a fun week. Yeah. Bob wasn't here yesterday, but we still had fun.
That's right.
Yes. Limits, everything well today? Rocking another Penn State sweatshirt. This guy's got a new one every day, Tyler.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Crowley loves this new hoodie. He even told me that he likes it.
It is nice.
It's a really nice one. My aunt looked so long and hard for this hoodie.
She did? She bought you that one?
For my birthday.
Oh, how touching. Yeah. When's your birthday?
If you got a Pitt hoodie for a gift, would you wear it?
Yeah.
It was
a
really nice.
Bob?
A Pitt hoodie.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd wear it.
Okay.
I've been very public in saying that I also support Pitt. I like Pitt. I don't like them as much as I like
Penn
State.
Don't patronize Pitt limits. They don't need your patronization. Yeah, Bob, that was patronizing, wasn't it? He said if forced to, he would support Pitt as well.
If I was forced to.
He's a rabid Penn State fan. He can't also be a big Pitt fan. He could support them if necessary.
I can support them regardless. It doesn't have to be if necessary. Don't tell me how I have to feel and who I have to support.
I will tell you that, Bob.
Wow. Well, I will disagree with you.
Are you raising your voice to Bob?
No, to Joe.
Tyler, we have to address the elephant in the room. Somehow, miraculously, I left my house today at 9, had time for a haircut, and to go to Giant Eagle. So I'm in Giant Eagle, and a random man walks up to me and says, Joe, I love your work, he says. And then he says, the story of you locking your keys in your trunk at Neville Wood had me dying. Oh. So, Bob, we need to address this. Tyler, last Friday, just 6 days ago, invited me out to Neville Wood with two other guys named Joe, which was very nice of him. We finished our round.
So how did you refer to somebody? Hey, Joe, good shot, Joe. Everybody's
Joe. Yeah, you know, you're just like, Joe, go, Joe, go, Joe.
I thought every time you said Joe, I turned my head. It could have been any one of us. So I locked my, you drop me off and you go off on your golf cart, I think, to your house.
Yeah, let's explain that because now like all my buddies are like giving it to me. I get a lot of texts like, why would you leave them there? I was like, guys, I had a meeting at 12:30 that I had to, and it was literally 12:29. And then you're like, hey, I'll handle it. And I thought you would have, I don't know, I thought maybe you just figured it out. And then on the way, I do a lesson at Barrel at 3:50. So I'm in the car at like 3:15. Jason Cannon's calling me from the bar at Neville Wood with Joe, and they're just having fun. And Joe's like, I'm just leaving now. And I go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But that was a great day. Again, like.
Well, for you, perhaps. I mean, listen, I don't blame you for leaving me.
You got a full day in Neville Wood.
You had done enough.
He was involved in board meetings, for God's sake. Well, he was up there having a drink talking about what they're going to do next year.
He had the red light sauna.
By the way, I want to try that. Yeah, I heard that's really good.
Yeah,
what is the red light sauna? I didn't have
that. It's good for your skin. It's good for it makes you younger. If you go in there enough, you'll turn into a young Joe Starkey.
Wow. Whoa. I miss him. So I locked my keys in my trunk in the parking lot at Neville, one of the most prestigious country clubs, golf courses in Western Pennsylvania. And then AAA guy comes an hour later. He tries to get in. The alarm went off, Tyler, for 5 minutes. The word mortified doesn't begin to describe how I felt. I thought you were going to be mad. I embarrassed you. Then he couldn't do what needed to be done. He opened the door, but inside the car, I couldn't open the trunk. Everything was off. So then we had to call AAA, then had to call a locksmith. So some local locksmith, he took an hour. He gets out there. He opens the trunk. Off goes the alarm again, but at least he did open the trunk. Yeah. And I thought, I'm never getting invited back here. Have people mentioned it to you at Neville-Wood?
Oh, yeah. You're the new mayor of Neville-Wood.
Really?
We're going to try to make a deal with the Fan in Neville-Wood.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be fun? If we had a couple of the guys, you guys got a couple rounds, maybe we'll do a couple shows up in Neville-Wood.
Bomb.
I am all for that.
That would be like both sides win.
Let's do it.
Well, you know what? The president, we're on hole 14. The president, Wayne Shirazi, comes all the way from the club to say hello to Joe. I don't think Wayne's
ever come. That's the kind of power.
You know where I was when he pulled up? Standing over a maybe 20-yard tee shot that I worm-burned into the ground.
That's probably the hardest hole in the golf course, number 14.
Excuse for a 10-yard tee shot.
Well, mentally it is.
It never got off the ground,
said,
Bob.
Golf is 20% talent, 80% course management. You need to understand it is. It's all course management.
Whether I'm at Bob O'Connor course or Oakmont, if I simply walk to the tee and hit it straight, I'm fine. It was embarrassing to meet him at that point, but what a wonderful man. Yep. But I thought, Tyler, you'd be ashamed of me and embarrassed and never invite me back. I'm wrong?
He's trying to get invited back.
He has that back door way of doing things.
I know.
He's made friends with Wayne
Now.
Well,
you
know
what? He's going to be more there than me. But even Wayne goes, hey, we got to get this guy out. We got to get him a little bit better experience out there, you know, which is great. Like, again, I think having you, like, the Fan there and just having you guys out and realize how nice the course is so close.
Oh, it's
like
a beautiful
down,
course.
It's beautiful.
Like, my God.
It sounds like you're making a membership push.
Well, I don't know about a membership. Like, we'll try to hook the boys up with something.
No, I think that's a good idea, especially in golf season.
Yeah, why not? I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Tyler, tell Bob about how I birdied number 6.
Yeah, that's a tough hole to birdie given that green.
The only birdie in the group. I was the worst player, but I had the only birdie. Tell Bob about that.
Well, I'll tell you. What is it? The two hybrid threes, right?
Yeah, hybrid six.
Hybrid six?
Yeah.
Like, Mr. Consistency here. That was your best hole by far. That was probably the only hole that I was like, wow, he can play.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was all luck.
At Neville-Wood, you need to have a long ball. You need to put it out there.
Yeah.
And
he's depriving himself of that by hitting that six hybrid. You can't do that all the time.
Not on that hole, Bob. I hit two of them. It was 1 inch from the hole. And Tyler made me take that shot. Do you remember that, Tyler?
Yeah.
He has lockjaw. I've heard that. He doesn't give anything.
No. Oh, no. And, like, if you're – like, because you usually play for whites. Or where do you play from, whites?
Yeah, you had us playing from the blues, and we were all horrible.
Why would you go there?
Yeah, why did we play from the blues? I was wondering that at the end of the round.
This is supposed to be – you make it – you can navigate the course better.
Well, I have to give myself an advantage because I knew I could hit the ball farther. That's the last thing
he crushed the ball, Bob.
Yeah, I can.
He's a hockey player. I expect nothing
less. Well, what happened on 14? Remember? You know what? Remember? On 14?
No. What happened? Refresh my memory. I was
off that garage door.
That was great.
You hit it that far right.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hit one on a bounce over a giant house.
Oh, my God. On 18. 18.
On 18?
Yes.
You hit it to the right, I assume.
To the right.
That's
where you live.
Yeah, so you know you're right.
Freddy! Freddy, watch out!
And he pretended like he didn't know where it was going. He goes, do you know where it went? I go, Joe, you just hit the guy's driveway, and the guy's driveway was like this. Hit the driveway, rode up the roof, and went on the other side. He goes,
oh, my God.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Well, keep your head down. I don't
know. No windows were broken.
No.
Okay.
You were the only one who saw that. What a sight to see. The ball flying over somebody's house.
Have you played South Point?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, number 8 there. That's a shooting gallery. I feel bad for the people who live there because if you're sitting out your coffee in the back patio out there, all of a sudden a ball comes flying over into your I've seen broken windows. I feel bad. Whose responsibility is that, by the way?
That's a good question.
So my mother-in-law lives on 18 and someone broke her window and no one claimed it. So it's on you. But
on you,
the homeowner, because I think you can go through insurance or whatever. you know, but you're supposed to like go to the club and be like, hey, I hit a window on 15. This is the house. Give your contact information. You're supposed to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know,
I definitely would.
I would have done that. If I ever do that, I feel awful.
Josh Roundtree blasted one off a dining couple at Butler Country Club. It was incredible. Roundtree, you ever played that out of Butler?
That's no, possible if you hit a bad enough shot.
Well, it was a bad enough shot. It was on number 18. Yeah. It looked good coming off the club, but only if it was a 200-yard shot to the hole. It was 100. So it goes past the hole, and there's a nice couple dining, and the ball cranked right off their table.
Listen to this one.
He paid for their dinner.
Guess who just texted me?
Wayne?
Wayne Shirazi.
Yeah. Wayne!
What does he say?
Well, he says we can start doing shows at the club.
Bob!
Wayne is on top of all the things. Oh, he's multitasking.
If he's listening,
By the way, that place is just, and not to give, you know, he's terrific and he has a lot to do with it, but it's unbelievable how they've, that back dining area, the patio, it's just beautiful. And even the fire pits, all that stuff.
The whole
stuff.
Place is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Everybody's so Wayne, nice. Kudos they saw I was in distress. The one server, I forget her name, was so nice. She came over with a nice coffee.
She heard your car. She was like, I feel so bad.
Everybody heard my car.
Yeah, I heard your car.
People came
house.
Out of the clubhouse. There were
so
people
how,
looking
how
at me.
How long was the alarm going off? Because he
5 minutes.
5 straight minutes.
He didn't know because he was gone.
I was gone.
Were you curling up every minute that
it was
went
the most,
by?
It one was of the
like
most mortifying.
Hide in the trunk if you can get it open.
The last time I felt like that was fourth grade when Mrs. Herman said in front of the whole class, Joe Starkey, you belong in a diaper.
And that,
I guess that brings it full circle.
Brings it full circle. Yeah. We start this world coming in with a diaper. We're going to end it wearing a diaper on
a
number 18.
A golf diaper, yeah.
And in the perfect world, you have wearing a diaper. You hit one far right into Brandy's house. Tyler will come out and say, oh, it's
Bob,
Joe. He's in a diaper.
If we make a compartment for tees and golf balls in the golf diaper, you and I could retire today.
Wait a minute. You're going to have a – you can't – if you're wearing a diaper,
right.
You can't have – what are you going to do?
You could have a little compartment, a little chute that goes down there. You stuff the golf balls and the tees right in the golf diaper.
Yeah, but that's hard to navigate.
I'm on a different level, I think. I'd rather just get out of the hole and just say, hey, I'll meet you guys on the next hole.
All right, so we're all going to play.
Oh, okay. That'd be fun.
Yeah, soon. I mean.
Well, you know, Mahler, he wants to play.
Mahler would be great.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I want to be in next time. So he'd be a great guy to have.
Yeah.
He's a good golfer, too.
He is good.
You might have to go with him, and then I'll go with Bob.
Okay.
That'd be a good challenge.
It would.
That'd be good.
I looked at the card
although
this morning.
Although he's hidden, you know, there's a game there. I've seen it.
Well, I'm a good scramble golfer.
You saw, but then I see, you know, the mistakes we
all mental.
Make.
It's mental. He saw it. Yeah. How would you describe my demeanor on the course?
Oh, well.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful.
He's done it again. See ya. A monster two-run home run.
All the wild.
Here comes Ramos. This game is over.
All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Mostly down. Like if he makes a good shot and then a bad shot, and it started right off the first tee. Hey, remember you hit it left and
yeah.
Then you didn't get it out there.
Yeah,
and you're just like, I suck. I hate this game. You're never inviting me back. This is it. I'm done. And then you know I needed to start. I wanted to get in your head a little bit. That's why I said, hey, it's a money game. Bring some money. Because usually when you say that, guys are like, oh, my God, maybe they play serious.
Well, I texted Bob right away. I said, Tyler says him and his friends want me to bring money. Mm-hmm. Are we talking like Charles Barkley, Michael? Yeah, yeah. I don't have that kind of money.
No.
How much should I bring?
No, I bet you do friendly wagers. You're not going to go into
Well,
Barkley
I just wanted
levels.
To get in his head a little bit. You know, I wanted him
he
to
did.
Think.
Yeah.
Squeeze the club a little bit.
It worked.
Again, that's the mental part of this game. It takes over. It's much more important than your talent.
I know.
Okay.
All right. We've taken care of that. I'm sorry, Tyler, for everything that happened the other day.
We got to get you in your driver, though.
Yes. I keep telling him that.
No.
You're sacrificing too many yards. Oh.
Bob, it's reached the point I went out to Vitmeyer's the other day and tried to hit off a tee.
In your head.
And I was missing the ball.
You need a hypnotist.
And it was going directly. I almost hit a guy.
You are better off the tee with a driver. You are better off the tee.
A year ago at this
Look
time.
At me. Make eye contact.
All right. I'm sorry.
You are better off the tee with a driver.
I'm better off the tee with a driver.
You're better.
All right.
Instead of hitting that 6 hybrid into the green, you'll have a 7 iron. Tyler will tell you that's a big difference.
You see how many times he hits that 6 hybrid?
Yeah. That's because
you shouldn't hit it. Is he going to putt with it next?
The only reason I used it all day the other day is because I broke my 7-wood over my knee in the previous round. Now that's back.
That's back?
Now I can miss hit that from the tee.
Wow.
I hate golf.
No,
I really
you don't.
Do.
No, yes, you
I
don't.
Do. Part
no,
of me
don't.
Does. Yeah, part of
I
me
can
does.
See the love when you're I can see the love in your eyes. When
how about how elated I'm like Yager from day to day. I'd walk into that locker room. One day he would be, there was no even keel. One day he would be like giddy and elated and like in another atmosphere. And then the next day he would be morose, like couldn't form a word. That's me on the golf course. Did you see how happy I was with that birdie?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's walking with his legs a little wider, a little bit of waddle, you know.
I waddled after that thing, Bob.
He was excited. And that's what leads to that.
The three Joes.
Yes. All right, let's get to some sports talk. Limits, everything okay back there? You doing well?
Everything is going well.
Any observations from the opening conversation?
A couple, but I'll keep them to myself. I wanted to make a comment towards Bob.
Please.
We see something on the TV right now. Bob. That Indiana
Knicks game. Oh, my God. I feel sorry for people who do not want to at least take a chance on the NBA and watch it, especially this time of the year.
Did you see that shot, Tyler, at the end of the game?
Oh, man.
Incredible.
But so, first of all, they're down. There's a stat out there. That
I have that stat, Bob.
It's unbelievable. They were down by 14 points
TJ
with 2 minutes left.
Team.
Bless you.
How unbelievable is that? As a kid from Char Valley, right around the corner from here.
Another member of Neverwood.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a golfer too. He's a member of Neverwood.
Bob, we could have him on the show when we do the shows from there.
He has been the ultimate overachiever. Somebody who has talent, but be given, you know, but at the beginning nobody thought he'd be worthy.
He was flying last night,
and
man.
He was unbelievable. He's such a good navigator. He's a good guy to have when he's in there.
He's got that dog in him, right? He likes
to be
really hard.
Like he's a mucker and a grinder.
He goes to the hole very hard. He does. Yeah. He goes and he's among those trees and he still figures out how to do
it. Exactly. He makes it hard to play against, right?
You
would never think down 14 with 2 minutes left.
Oh, no.
There's way they're coming back from that.
No, to make a long story longer, their guy at the end of regulation steps back to the 3-point line, fires a shot that looks like it's no good because it cranks off the back of the rim, goes straight in the air, like above the backboard, and then drops through. So they go to overtime. Here's the stat. NBA teams were 0-970 when they were down 14 or more in the final 250 of regulation in a playoff game. That's over the last 27 years. Now they're 1-970. That's their record. So it leads to this question, Tyler. What was the biggest, like, last second goal shot that you were part of on either side in your whole life? I guess an overtime goal would come to mind, but how about like a last second thing? Peter, you were on the Peter Sikora team. Remember that one, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
He called his shot in the 08 final, didn't he?
Yeah.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, like... The bigger the stakes, and once you go to OT, like, you always remember those, you know? And Peter was like, no one liked the massage table more than him, but, like, he was a shooter. Like, he can score goals, and, like, when he was like, hey, I got it, put me out there, I got it, it was, like, pretty phenomenal. And, like, that was probably the biggest overtime goal that I was on the team for.
Yeah.
You know, probably the other one was Chris Kunitz, right? And I think it's 16.
Yeah. Against Ottawa, game seven.
That might have been Cooney's biggest goal of his career. Like, that was...
No doubt.
That was, almost like, all right, we're gonna probably win the cup here. Because we got the ponies to push through.
Well, you know? But let's go back to 08, because you guys are against Detroit. You're down 3-1. They have the Stanley Cup on ice. I mean, the champagne on ice and the cup ready in the room. Phil Pritchard, the keeper of the cup.
What a great job, huh?
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
He just travels,
Bob,
the world at the expense of the National Hockey League, and he gets to go to every party.
Do you think he goes crazy, Bob, like Tom Hanks talking to the volleyball? I mean, his constant companion is basically a hunk of silver. Does he talk to the Stanley Cup?
I wouldn't be surprised, nor would I hold it against him. I mean, that's his partner.
Well, like, he's like the guy that's on the dance floor just watching the part, like watching everyone dance and have fun, right? Like, that, what a job.
Yeah.
And then when you go to like those, like when you go to the big dog houses, like when I talk about like Sid and all those, when they go to, I think he stays at their place because he's not allowed.
He has to.
Yeah. He's not allowed to leave the cup. So if you want the cup to stay with you and you want to sleep with that cup.
Yeah.
He's staying at your house.
So what did you do with the cup?
I actually had it for 2 days because it was going from like Minnesota to the Sioux, and then it was going to Jordan Stahl. But the flight, there's only so many flights out of my hometown, but I took it to my cottage. You know, you just have like parties around the city. I took it to an old folks home. My junior team that I played there, they had a big parade. Like, it was like.
That was great. You took it to an old
folks home. That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Just because
just
like.
Just sharing it.
Yeah.
Did you sleep next to it?
No.
Did Phil Pritchard constantly like check on the cup? Was he at, does he look after the cup? Does he talk to it?
He cleans it.
Yeah.
Right.
Has he written a book yet? Because if not, he needs to write a book. I mean, that's one I would buy.
I'm curious if he reprimands you for anything, like, hey, be careful with, like, how does he act while all this is going on?
Like, he's always in the shadow, right? Going, oh, you can't, hey, you can't do that, you know, but like, I just remember, like, everyone that I ever went to high school with, every girl I went to high school, they all wanted to come to this Stanley Cup party. And it was, like, the biggest party I can ever imagine of throwing. And everyone was just, everyone was just having fun. And he's just there just taking it all in, you know? Like, he's got, like you said, he's got to have the best stories. And then once that 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning comes around, he's like, all right, it's got to go. And then, like, you know,
the
by
cup
that,
has a curfew.
Well, yeah. I think he's got the curfew. He says it leaves when it leaves, you know? But, like, oh, like, just think of the germs. Like, everyone's drinking out of the same thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's drinking everything from champagne to, like, shots to, like, beer, everything, you know? But
how many shots can you fit in that thing?
I mean, that's a big one. Thousands, I would think.
But so I think it landed at 4 o'clock on a Friday, and I had to return it on a Sunday morning. Like, I was juiced from that day all the way through. Like,
do you feel compelled to take care of Phil Pritchard when he's at the party? Make sure he's fed? He's always in the background? Somebody look after that guy?
Well,
Bob,
always...
I'm very curious about him, aren't you?
Well, I think, yeah, you have to. Why not? He's a special guest. He's an extension of like, the Stanley Cup.
I was on my, like, an entry-level contract. You know, I was making good money, and it was my second year in the league. But imagine if you were a guy that is making some serious cash, like your Stanley Cup party, like, there'd be no expenses paid. You know what I mean? Like, you'd be going all out, and he's reaping the benefits, like, you take it on a helicopter and you want to go wherever, he's right there with you know, like.
That's a great life.
Who had the best party?
He gets paid.
After your cup win.
I'd be interested to hear this.
Yeah, me too. There's the legendary Mario
with
party.
With a cup in the pool now.
Phil Borg put it in there. Yeah,
well,
right.
Like, those kind of guys, I think, party and have fun. But it's the guys, honestly, I think are on the third and fourth line that are like, I can't believe I just won the cup and it's in my hometown. Like, this is going to get out of control. I think, you know, I think there's just so much attention around, you know, Crosby, Letang, you know, Malkin, that there's always cameras there. Where I think a guy like me, Goligoski, some, you know, Matt Cook, like, they would probably have some pretty crazy parties.
But
you know?
Did somebody like that night back in Pittsburgh have a party, or the next night for you guys? Who was it, and what was the party like?
So, as soon as you win the cup, everyone comes on the ice. It's like 2 hours on the ice after the game. And then when you go in the room, that's where all like the sheets are up and champagne's flying and everyone's a team. Like, just think of like me pouring a beer down or giving beer to Mario, or Mario holding a cup while I drink out of it.
Mm.
Like, even like, you know, there's pictures of me like literally holding a beer about 4 feet above Ray Shiro's throat, and he's just chugging it, you know? And it's like, because it's so hard to win. It's one of the hardest trophies to win. And then when you come in that room, everyone's on the same plane. You know what I mean? Everyone's there to party and enjoy themselves. And then we get on the plane. we didn't know really where we were going, but like by that time, like you're pretty in one, you know? So everyone's drinking on the plane. Boys are having fun. It is the loudest plane you can possibly see. The wives and family are on another plane going back to Pittsburgh. And then we get like, you know, Frank Bonomo comes back. He goes, hey, Mario wants you to have, we're going to his house. I'm going, oh, boys, it's like 3 a.m. Like,
we go to Mario's house
and like, it was like the best champagne, the best wine, just seeing Mario's house and oh, just like.
How about that wine cellar?
Oh
my goodness.
It's like, I don't know if he wants me to talk about it, but like it was.
No,
like,
I'm just saying it's
fantastic. It is like, it's like out of a movie, you know, but the party never, like, I think everyone left at like 8 a.m. Went back for 4 or 5 hours, slept, and then the next day, we all met down on Southside. We were just having, you know, keeping the party going, and then we went to Mario's that night.
Mario's the bar?
The Mario's. Yeah. We went to Southside, and we went to Mario's, and then across the street was Diesel, and it was, I would think that was one of the funnest nights of my life.
Mm.
Like, just...
Sounds like more than one night. It was a continuation. Oh, it was a.
You have to get out of the city because you need to like get a hold of yourself because it doesn't stop. Like wherever you go, you're like a celebrity. You know, like you want to party. People are like, especially Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, when you win and you're a sports athlete and you do well, like there's not a better city to live in. You know, so when you come here and you win, everyone's partying. You go out, everyone wants to go out and everyone wants to have fun and like. I just remember 4 days of going as hard as you can, you know, and it's just like hanging. By the fourth day, you're like, I'm like sick. I've had a headache for 4 days, you know, and then it kind of like I left like a week after because I was just like, you're completely burnt out from playing that much hockey, departing for 4 days. And then I was the second guy to get the Stanley Cup. So I had to go home, start planning my party.
Who determines that order, by the way?
Well, I think
good question, Bob.
It's
like who gets the cup after the captain has it on the ice.
Do you agree that that was a good question by Bob?
Very good question by Bob.
Mm.
So the Penguins, like, they go by rank. You know, I think the top dogs go in there, hey, I want it now. This is the weekends that I think would be a good time for me. Like the midsummer are the ones that are the best because you have time to plan.
Yeah.
And then the rookies get at the start. So I was second. So like I only had like.
Who was first?
Goligoski.
Mm.
And I think he only had it for like a day. Like the more.
Is there a time limit? You can say I want it for a week or no? Phil Pritchard say no. Yeah. I got many parties to attend, my friend.
Yeah, he's going all. But because it goes to Europe too. That like throws a little bit of a wrench in it. But it went. Literally 3 weeks after, it was at Goligoski's, and then it was with me. And then since it was up in Northern Ontario, Jordan Stahl had it, and then it went back down to like.
So geographically, it made sense. Yeah.
But they're like, hey, no, you're getting it now. And I had mine, I think, at the end of June.
The more I think about it, he may have the best job in the whole world. He does is go to parties for 60 days straight. How much does he make, do you think?
It doesn't matter.
Take a guess.
He's got to make.
No, like
nice money. I mean, that's
couple
a couple
hundred grand.
Yeah, but then you get everything taken care of.
You think, Tyler, 200 grand for him?
If he makes 200 grand, I'm quitting my job. See you boys later. I'm doing it.
What if
because like it's only like 4 months, right? It's only like 5 months. Like he works half a year, but like I just think the parties. This guy's going into the parties with guys that have money, young guys that are going to have.
It literally might
like
be the greatest
talent,
job. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like
on the planet. On the planet. Bob.
Yeah. Like they're the celebrity of the city. So you go to those small towns. Like when I say everybody and their brother is coming out, I bring it to my cottage. The whole lake was in front of my cottage and it was like out of control. And again, you don't go to like, you don't go from breakfast and then you wait for dinner. It goes from like, breakfast party, then you go to a cottage and party at like from 11 to 1, and then you go and you bring it to like the local hockey rink and you got to have drinks there and pour it on the ice. It literally does not stop.
Do you still have a cottage in Canada?
No, it was it's so hard to get back.
I was gonna invite Limits to it if you did.
That would have been great.
It was up there is really cool. It's think of like Deep Creek, but like
All those places up there. And I didn't think hockey players ever gave up their cottages. I thought that was like a rite of passage for the rest of your life.
Well, it's like, honestly, it's so hard because me and my Brandy had a place up there. We had a cottage up there. But the winters are so bad. It was so nerve-wracking because, like, of water main breaks. Like, all that stuff made it so, like, nerve-wracking, you know? And, like, we end up getting rid of it just because it was just a headache, you know? And now we have kids, and it's hard to pull them all over the place, you know? Yeah. And so,
you ever been to Sid's place
No.
Canada?
No. You know
what? By the lake?
After we lost in 08, he asked me to come up there and train for a week. He goes, why don't you come to Nova Scotia, stay at my place and train? Because after we went to the finals, and I said no. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, now I look back, I'm like, you should have drove there. Should have drove the 30 hours there, you know? Because, like, the best player in the world asked you to go to his place and train with him.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Well, this is like I literally just got home from, like, 12 months, like, you know, 10 months of hockey. You go all the way to the finals, you lose. You just want to sit somewhere and, like, just be there for a little bit. Yeah. Because you only got 2 months at home. But, like, again, so, so dumb.
Are you good at bubble hockey?
No.
Are you, Bob?
I can play, but
I when we did it, I haven't done it in a while. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. I have, I mastered Dr. Longstick on the right winger.
He goes top shelf?
Yeah. No, I got the left winger, Rick Martin, I called him, my left winger. I could lift the puck off the ice in bubble hockey, but Longstick banks one off the bottom boards out to the center, who then taps it in.
Are you
good at that?
Yeah, I do that move a lot. You make sure that one of the guys on the ends just centers it while you have your other hand on the centerman who's just jabbing at the puck.
Well, that's tough because you don't want to take your hand off. I have my hand on the goalie the whole time. Do you in that game? Yeah. I think you have to because there's weird bounces. Yeah.
Well, not if you're in the attacking zone.
Yes, a centering pass could go all the way back down the ice.
But you can't do it one-handed.
Right.
You can't keep your hand on the goalie
for
the whole time.
Maybe for a split second.
A split second. You have to be quick enough to get back to the goalie.
I know, but if Longstick misfires on the pass, it's in your own net in a second.
This is the equivalent of you hitting a 6-wood off the tee.
I know.
Who do you play against, Joe?
I don't play anymore. I used to. We should have an 82-game season with Donnie Football. Would you do that?
Oh, yeah. So I have one at my house, but I have an older one.
What?
I have an old school one. My mother and father-in-law had one, and then they moved, and I was like, oh, I'd love to have it. They're like, oh, here you go. But it's like an old school one. It's like I would say it's like the middle of the pack. You know, it's not like the cheap one, but it's a real nice one.
But it's the one where you're both standing, and there's a bubble over the rink.
Yeah. It's still, like, it's like legit, but it was falling apart, and I got rid of it, and then I was going to buy a new one. Those things, they're like 5Gs, 6Gs.
What?
They are very, 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 very expensive. If you want a good one, yeah.
Like, but my son loves it. Like,
I love it. We should have a season going. Bob, would you get in an 82-game season, the games?
That would be fine. I would, because it's something I think I could. I'm pretty good at ping pong, too. I like those kind of things. I do not.
I'm phenomenal.
Do you have a ping pong table?
I'm phenomenal. I'm a great,
phenomenal.
Great ping
phenomenal.
Pong. I could beat you in ping pong.
And I can beat the both
That's
of you.
That's a challenge.
Do you think so?
Really? How about you, Limits? Are you any good?
Wow.
I'm okay at ping pong. I'm better at pool.
Yeah.
Are you a spike dude? Do you like to? Because I'm a spiker. And if I'm on my spikes, you're not going to beat me. But if I miss,
you
then
can
you
hear
beat
me.
You dump it in the corner and chase it
oh,
in
no,
ping
you
pong?
You can hear me. Ah!
You do make noises.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, my gosh. On bubblehockey.com, it's $4,300 right now for like a NHL dome hockey table.
That's insane. It really is. All right, let's talk about that more. Let's talk about the NHL playoffs right now.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.